As instructed, Blue and I took a left at the light. A slew of touristy stores and restaurants lined the two-lane road. The lights were on in one. "The rental office won't be open for a while," I said. "Let's stop here and get something to eat." "It's a drugstore," Blue said. "Do you plan to eat cough drops?" Blue's newfound obstinance could be challenging, but although I chastised her sometimes, I tried not to do so too often. I liked that she spoke her mind. I considered it a sign of strength, and strong she needed to be as a girl in this world. "It also has a soda fountain," I said. "What's a soda fountain?" "You'll see." A bell rang when I opened the door. There were tables, but we sat on the chrome and red leather-topped stools at the counter, and Blue, ever inquisitive, quickly learned that the stools could spin. For a brief time, my little girl returned. It seemed the way of being 15. Sometimes she was old beyond her years. Sometimes she was a child. The waitress popped over with menus. "Fixing to get nasty out there," she said. "I'm sick and tired of snow. It's the third storm this month, for God's sake. One of these days I'm going to surprise everybody and up and move down to Florida." "How can you move both up and down?" Blue asked. "Florida's down, right?" "Up and move is a figure of speech," the waitress said. "What's your name?" Blue asked. "Don't waitresses usually wear name tags?"
"Mind your manners," I said to Blue.
"She's fine," the waitress said. "I'm not really the manners type myself. It's Shelley, but people call me Sunshine."
"Why?" Blue asked.
"You mean to say you're not blinded by my sunny disposition?" "What's your name?"
"Blue."
I noted that she hesitated. It always took her a few days to get used to a new name.
"Well, then what can I get you, Blue?"
"I'll have a hamburger."
"For breakfast?" I asked.
"Why not? Is there some sort of law against it?"
"You want a blueberry malted with that?" Sunshine asked.
"It's our specialty.
This here's the blueberry capital."
"Capital of what?" Blue asked.
"America," Sunshine said.
"Really?"
"Yep."
"Sure.
How about you?"
Sunshine asked me.
"Eggs," I said.
"Just eggs? Our bacon is world class."
"No bacon, just the eggs."
"How do you like them?"
"Scrambled is good," I said.
"Just brewed a fresh pot of coffee."
"Do you have hot tea?"
"Sure do."
We ate in silence like we always did. Neither one of us was a big talker. We lived in our heads. Any deep or intellectual conversations we had generally took place during Blue's daily lessons. Before she could even walk, I began teaching her about art history, the great masters, and how to use a paintbrush. Aside from that, we were like an old married couple, content to be in each other's company. Sunshine returned to clear our plates.
"Looks like you enjoyed the malted."
"It was really good," Blue said. "It tasted just like mashed berries and whipped cream."
"Yep, that's what everybody says. Anything else I can get you?"
"Just the check," I said. She reached into her apron pocket, handed me the ticket.
"I haven't seen you around here before. Passing through? You chose a bad time to come, what with the storm coming and all."
"We'll be staying," I said.
"Well then, I guess I'll see you again," Sunshine said. "You should head down to the water. The waves are frozen in place, taller and wider than tractor trailers. That only happens once in a blue moon. I figure it's a sign."
"Of what?" Blue asked.
"Hard to say. But mark my word, Mother Nature's got something in mind."
"Thank you for the hospitality," I said.
"My pleasure. Welcome to South Haven."